I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation.
You're not a gang member, you're a tourist. I be blacking out, I be blacking out. Oh, 83 colors for the weekend.
Yep.
I got 100,000, then I freaked it.
Freaked it.
I made 500,000, then I freaked it. I put a Rolls Royce on my wrist, oh yay.
Yay.
Fuck a baby mama trying to sneak this. I took it to my penthouse and I freaked it. I made it up my mind, should I keep it? I got my big daughter, sad to say no secret. La di da di da, slow my wind up, pass me some syrup, put me in the car. La di da di da, motherfuck the law, chitty chitty bay, murder everything.
Bitch, I'm on a roll and I put that on the game. I hate
the
you,
verse
man.
Of the year.
Everybody's telling me
that is the verse of the year.
That's the verse of the year.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a hard year, brothers.
What you mean?
I mean, I like it, but. They say that, or y'all just did that?
No, that's how it goes.
You ever heard that?
No.
King's dead.
Oh.
It's from the Black Panther soundtrack.
That's when, you know what I'm saying? When Killmonger becomes ruler, you know what I'm saying? He brings the trap music to Wakanda.
That's
how
you know something bad's about to happen.
I mean, I can appreciate that. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna hold you. I fucked with Killmonger's message 100%. I don't know if we spoiling anything for the
viewers. I don't know about 100%.
Yeah, definitely
well,
not 100%.
First of all, let me apologize for what I said on the last episode about
I feel
Black
like we
Panther.
Both have to apologize something because
y'all spoiled it?
We didn't.
No,
I think we downplayed what eventually happened when the movie came out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think I was a little apprehensive about the like people cosplaying, you know what I'm saying, African culture. You know. But then the more I thought about it, the more I'm like, where are you going to get a dashiki from?
Right.
Where are you going to get African garb from?
It was
probably an actual African person that's not putting money into Marvel's pockets.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And so I still don't feel like you should cosplay something before you see it. Something you don't even know what it's about to be like. You know what I'm saying? That's me personally. But if you're going to do that, you know, after seeing all the like hashtag, what does Black Panther mean to me and all this stuff, I was like, all right, let me chill.
A lot of times Twitter hype doesn't amount to real hype, and this one like surpassed all that. Because we were talking about like dressing up and stuff, and I'm like, I'm keep it real. You going in the same stuff. I went to the theater in sweatpants, and by the time the movie was over, I was just
did
like,
you feel underdressed?
I am underdressed. That's what I felt like. I got up, and I was like, I hope nobody sees me hit that I know.
I couldn't get my dashi because I wasn't going to go buy a new one. I had one in storage already, but I couldn't get it like dry clean fast enough. So I just had to go as a regular person. I felt like I did a disservice to my people. I just
Yo,
want
you
y'all to
stay
know.
With a dashiki. I'm surprised.
All the time, brother. All the time. These people got to know.
But yeah, and also I skimmed through the soundtrack. I did not hear that song the first listen to the soundtrack. Like King's Dead. Then after I saw the movie, I was like, I got to find out where that beat came from. And then I heard it. I was like, okay, the reason is the verse of the year is because G-Eazy and A$AP Ferg got over by taking Slide By My Knob from Juicy J.
Yes.
So I feel like he's mocking No Limit, especially No Limit, which is a song that takes from 3-6 Mafia and then called No Limit to like coverage tracks. And then Juicy J is on like the remixes, so he's like, he didn't say anything about it. After the King's Dead verse came out, Slide By My Knob was trending, and the song, like, people started like listening to the original song. No one, like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like Plain Jane gave love to the original song, but like I love Cardi B's part of No Limit, but I hate the aspect of them taking on No Limit. Because it's like they're taking from Ferg and they're taking from Juicy J.
Right.
They're taking Ferg's momentum and they're taking from Juicy J. It's just whack.
Yeah, if you I'm from Harlem. You can't be taking nothing from ASAP. So whatever way they riding, I'm riding.
Like, no. I love ASAP. Ferg's my favorite out of ASAP.
Good choice.
It's just unfortunate that that's his biggest song.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all the dope stuff he's done.
They put out. Yeah. Right. But, you know, you got to take the good with the bad. It's not that's bad either. You know what I'm saying? That's still a great look for him. See what he does with the next thing. Does he have an album coming out or what?
I think he's working on something. I think he's been teasing something. I think he's got something coming out.
Gotcha.
But I've never been disappointed by Ferg. Mm-hmm. And he's one of the few artists that, like, keeps getting better and better.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, as he goes on, it's, like, more and more fun to watch.
Well, from that whole little class, though, like, I don't hear... I'm sure he's still rapping or doing some shit, but little Yachty... I ain't heard nothing from him in a minute. Not that I'm looking, to be quite honest.
Lil Boat 2's coming out soon.
Lil Boat?
Yeah, it's coming. Actually, it's coming out Friday. It's coming out like...
There's an album coming out this Friday?
I don't know if it's an album. The first Lil Boat was a mixtape, so it mm-hmm. might be a mixtape. But the cover looks dope.
Gotcha. Well, congrats to him on the cover then. I'm like an old man when it comes to hip hop, and like all this shit is around my age range. But I listen to it, and when you said that Future Real, that hurt. You know what
Why
I mean?
Did that hurt?
You got to hear the song.
It's a Slick Rick reference and a Juicy J reference, mm-hmm. and it's making fun of, you know what I'm saying, what's
so
going
parody.
On right now. Yeah, it's parody.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
If it's parody and not a legit and not his legitimate spitting, then cool. But if that's, because I've heard Future before, if that's legit him.
The pitch changes and everything. It's clear.
Okay. All right. I got to listen to it. I got to listen to it consciously because I've never listened to the song consciously.
Now, it don't got nothing to do with the movie Black Panther.
Yeah.
I don't think he got a screening. Okay. He didn't say nothing about no characters, no Killmonger. He didn't say nothing about Oakland.
So he just on
there. There's a few verses on the album where it's like, okay, you didn't see the dailies. You
no.
Just, they just said.
The nightlies, the evenings, the afternoons. They ain't see none of that.
We got some paper for you, bro. We just need you to lay something down.
You think you saw that movie? It was like, y'all had me saying, you see how important this movie is?
Come on, man. I didn't know Wakanda was forever. I thought Wakanda was for 3 months. I didn't know it was forever. It's forever?
I thought Wakanda was temporary.
Oh, man. I wouldn't have spit that had I known it was forever.
You know they suing Kendrick and all of them for artwork that was in one of those videos.
The stars, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Because they say that it was stolen. And you know the crazy thing, I think it was I think the video was directed by Dave Myers.
I think so too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He ain't African.
Is he a colonizer?
He ain't Ryan Coogler. He ain't from Oakland.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Who's suing him though?
Some lady who said she did the artwork first, and they asked her about it, and she was like, no, I don't feel like giving you the rights to it. And then next thing she turns around and boom, that's her artwork. So she trying to get paid.
She ain't getting paid by Marvel though. She getting paid by Kendrick's people.
Yeah, that was suck.
Marvel was sly because Marvel distanced them. Like the song, some of the songs mm-hmm. are in the movie, but it's from a soundtrack by
Kendrick Lamar. Yeah. So that means he's the only one to pay.
That's how Batman was.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying like,
you know, just Scandalous is in the movie in Time, but you know, Bat Dance and all them songs. Well, no, maybe when they painting in the museum, there's that song is in the movie. Scandalous is playing when Vicky Vale come over to Batcave, and but you know, there's only three songs, and then the Joker's Parade, mm-hmm. but there's a whole Batman album, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Dick Tracy's the same way. Madonna made them songs for Dick Tracy, but you know, only a few songs in the movie.
Okay, but did they get sued over anything? No.
Well, I mean, the lawsuit got to do with the video. It don't got to do with the music.
Right, with the music. Yeah. That's still crazy, though. You do something that's a part of a cultural phenomenon, and then next thing you know, you wake up, it's like, hey, bro, you've been served. Like, for what?
It's about to be a bunch of lawsuits, I feel like.
I don't say that.
No, I'm thinking on like on a consumer level, mm-hmm. this thing is huge. And I scroll Instagram, how many, like, I don't know if the same algorithms for everybody in this room, but I see filtered promotional items that are this Black Panther thing, this shirt, this all that licensed stuff.
Oh, you mean from Marvel?
Well, that's a Disney thing on its own. But then, so there's like a lady who Charlamagne was hyping up, who, and she's like official, like licensed herself through Marvel, was making like those what do they call it? They're not fucking kimono beads. Something beads, but what are the ones that like Shuri had on her wrist.
I've seen
8 different versions of those.
Sheesh. Yeah, whoever has that copyrighted can definitely make some paper.
But okay, Paramount doesn't make Spock ears. You got to get your Spock ears from somebody else, and maybe they market them as elf ears and stuff. Paramount don't go suing people, subpoenaing people at Comic-Con.
Disney sues
like
people.
They sue people who make stuff.
I've seen
for cosplay.
Not for cosplay. Cosplay is one thing.
That's what I'm saying. But that's what it is.
If you try to sell it, if you're selling stuff,
if you're selling it for profit,
Disney has been known to sue for people think something like Mickey Mouse paintings.
They take down videos off of YouTube.
Yeah,
copyright infringement. Just because you use the same score, you had the same exact audio as they did on TV. So, like, let's say if I was watching, I don't know, Beauty and the Beast, and I recorded it on my cell phone, put it to YouTube, my channel would get a strike against it for copyright infringement.
But that's different. That's taking something. That's not like I'm physically making a thing that mm-hmm. you don't offer. You don't make Lupita beads. Right. I make Lupita beads, and now I'm in trouble because I figured out how to make the Lupita beads.
Yeah.
That's business.
That's messed up.
World of the colonizers, bro.
That's messed up, man.
Y'all should have let Killmonger finish what he was going to do. Sell all the beads.
What you mean? No. First of all, Killmonger wanted to go about the whole thing on some military industrial complex. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had a real American way about going about, you know, like, what he wanted to do was cool, but the way he wanted
but
to do it was...
But the way he wanted to do it was fucked up.
And it was messed up. The movie had a white man shoot down all them Wakandan pilots, you know what I'm saying? I want to pour one out for them.
They never showed the people in those.
Hey, I want to pour one out for all the Koreans that was lost. They ain't bringing back none of them. You know what I'm saying? They ain't give none of them no vibranium to bring them back. You just crash cars in Korea with no consequences, basically.
Basically.
You know, you realize Black Panther is the Incredible Hulk of Korea.
The damage he did?
Did you see anybody who wasn't a South African dude that was with Claw?
No.
I don't know.
I didn't see anybody else get hurt.
Cause there was only like what? Cause I counted on my hands. At least I tried. Like the white people in the movie, I think there was about on screen maybe 18.
Let's introduce our guest.
I'm about to say
we just gonna go all the way in on Black Panther. We ain't give no spoiler alert.
Nothing.
We didn't start the show.
No, we too many weeks out to care about spoilers.
That's how crazy that movie was. It was just like everybody's just like,
yeah,
all
right, we had a plan on this episode. And Black Panther wasn't at the top, but we had to address it.
But we have Nico White here.
Yes, indeed.
Nico White was in Just for Laughs Festival.
Yep.
Nico White. One March Madness.
It's March Madness 2016.
And also is on Kevin Hart's LOL Network.
Yes, sir. All that good stuff. And now I'm on the Book of Yay, the best night of my life. Thank y'all for having me.
We've been trying to have you for a minute.
For a minute
we've
now,
had
yeah.
Some, yeah, some scheduling conflicts and stuff, mm-hmm. but yeah.
But I'm finally here. We made it. Now let's get into the Book of Yay, page one.
Okay. First, I admitted stuff that was wrong, and then I would have to admit some stuff I was right about.
Okay.
My man Quincy Jones came with an apology.
But he did apologize.
And also, there was an interview with the dude.
Yo, this that, is Rob is thorough, man.
There was an interview with the dude that he was talking about that didn't get paid by Michael Jackson. He said, what I said just purely off of listening to how it was presented by Quincy Jones, that Quincy Jones could have helped out too.
So Quincy Jones apologized for being out of pocket.
Yeah.
But not mm-hmm. he didn't say he lied about anything.
No. I never said he lied. I just said, why is he bringing this up? Why are you putting that out there? And it's clearly, and I felt like it was for his own personal gain.
You think so? Because I felt like he was just an old-ass man that they shouldn't ask questions to.
I feel like he was trying to promote a Netflix thing. I feel like he's been talking greasy about mm-hmm. Prince and Michael Jackson since they died.
Right.
Some of these Prince stories he could have said.
So this ain't 3 years
ago. No, no, no. He's been talking crazy about Prince.
Gotcha.
This is the first time that I've heard of him talking crazy about. Well, no.
But this is also admittedly.
I've heard him talking crazy about Michael Jackson too. But mm-hmm. it's been, and it's like, where was this when they were here?
Right.
This is also. I've read and seen this a bunch of places. The first admittedly sober Quincy Jones in years mm-hmm. is doing all this.
But he was drinking in the interview.
Not the recent interview.
Mm-hmm.
They said he's been sober for like the past like a couple years or something like that.
But until that day when he took a drink, like he was sober.
He took a sip of that Johnny Walker.
Yeah, he said I haven't drank in like 13 years or something.
But y'all need to know the truth now. So just so y'all know, fuck Prince Michael. That's terrible, man.
So I'm just saying.
So you were right about that.
I'm just
that.
Saying my assumptions about some of the stuff Quincy Jones said, absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. What did you think about?
Especially the Michael Jackson part.
So that's what you really took up. What's
the part where he said he wouldn't pay dude. There are pressings of blaming on the Boogie with Michael Jackson and dude as co-writers.
Right.
It was CBS Records that like, went back and like flipped it
mm-hmm.
and made Michael Jackson the writer. And dude said he didn't turn the contract in on time. He said he had the contract, but he didn't turn it in on time. And then when they saw that, you know,
right.
they snatched that thing up.
Okie doke. Well, that's what you get for not doing your homework, brother.
Man, we haven't been here in a minute.
Yeah.
How long has it been since y'all last one?
Shoot, it's been like 3 weeks.
Yeah, we usually try to do every other week, but mm-hmm. we've been lacking.
Yeah, gotcha. I would like to apologize to the yaysayers out there.
Yeah, sorry for the, if you're a Spotify listener.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah, you really missed
out for that mix up.
I went off on somebody on Twitter that was like, "What is this about? What's going on? Mm-hmm. Is this about laundry?" And I was like I thought he was trying to play us because it was just me and Chris with no guests. And
right?
Like,
he's like, "Oh, y'all washed."
Yeah. But apparently, there was some people talking about laundry on our thing.
Shout out to Brett Davis, I guess. Shout out to Monique, as always.
Yo,
hey, my loves.
Oh, not that Monique.
Oh, okay. So we was trying to get some Netflix money.
Yeah.
I love us for real.
That is the greatest line ever, by the way.
Man.
Shout out to Rallo who's been running
when
with
she
that.
When she pointed at Charlamagne with no thumbs.
Bro, like somebody.
You that brother.
Yeah.
That shit was supreme disrespect, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Lenard.
Yeah, I wouldn't been able to go for that all was, that. Call me by the name you know me as. Don't call me anything, Esther. That's what my mama could call me.
But she messed up the story. She was like, didn't I meet you? And didn't you both? He was like, nah, it was actually, you know what I'm saying? You can't mess up somebody's name when you're trying to be like, I know you.
Right, Leonard.
Nico. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, that ain't how you say it.
Yeah, I feel like he handled it, though. He handled it the
best way possible. He handled it. He ain't like ether her.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Well, and I felt like that was respectful.
Yes, likewise.
He could have really, you know, he asked her the questions
mm-hmm.
to kind of show his point without making his point.
Without pulling her down.
Yeah.
You know, because that's why I felt, that's the one thing about that whole particular movement that I felt sad about was that, you know, first of all, you don't ask people to boycott something because now I got to make myself uncomfortable to make you comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when it became, oh, well, she ain't this, she ain't that, I was like, I don't want to see Monique get brought down by us, like thrown through
Plus,
the cheese
grater.
Plus,
we more knowledgeable. We know about comedy. We know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Monique had, you know, a 30-minute televised special in the 90s. She had mm-hmm. the Queens of Comedy. She, like, her resume is
she impeccable.
She got a spinoff off of killing it on a sitcom.
Yeah. Exactly.
And being funny.
Yeah.
Not off knowing somebody, not off being hot, none of that.
None of the extra
off
bullshit.
Of, like, actually how it's supposed to happen.
And I truly don't think that, because motherfuckers that try to, because, you know, regular people that work regular jobs, they don't know nothing about this. They don't know what the money can look like. Mm-hmm. So when you hear rumors that some people got double what she got on their debuts, it's like, well, she can't come back and get like 3 to 5?
But, yeah.
Why not? You know what I mean? And then that one point that she made that was awesome that everybody skips over, which was, if I do this, what does the next person have coming to them? And everybody jumped to, oh, well, Tiffany Haddish. She ain't talking about Tiffany Haddish. The hell with Tiffany Haddish? What about Rob Hayes, Nico White? What about Chris? What happens when we get a, and they go, oh, well, I think my client, you deserve more money. They're like, well, we just paid Monique X amount. You're nowhere near Monique. How can we pay you this amount? You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They do that at comedy clubs on the lowest level. When you go to get paid spots, and they're like, well, insert name here drops by and does guest spots. Why do we have to pay you? Mm-hmm. So at the highest level, come on, man. We got, I don't know. People got to educate themselves a little bit more. But, you know, she loves us for real. She doing this for us.
You know, Kanye was trying to tell us about this in, you know, 2013. When he was shouting around with Yeezus.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
The shoes.
He was, he was frustrated. He was trying to tell us about how they do it.
They throw on contracts, haven't
you? You know that we can't read.
Exactly.
So Kanye went on Instagram on Valentine's Day and posted a bunch of pictures of couples. A lot of those couples don't exist anymore.
Yeah. They're not canon anymore.
Yeah,
they're
but canon, they all are famous.
As an anime fan, I just want you to know that I appreciate that you said it just like that. Non-canon. Beautiful points.
They are very famous.
Mm-hmm.
And the story, like, no real bias to like train of like, all right, which famous was he going for? They're like all over, from politics, music, actors, athletes, everything.
Also, he wrote a letter to Kim and put that on Instagram. I mean, I do like the fact that he could just control it, put a bunch of stuff up and take it down.
Mm-hmm.
People's reactions, it's just kind of crazy. If anybody else would have did that, they would have just been ignored.
Yep.
Because it's Kanye, it's like, oh man, why would he do that? Why would you put up all these people, most of them white, blah, 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 blah. Like, it doesn't matter.
Go die. How do these people find that type of time, man? Don't you got bills to pay kids to raise?
That has become a way to live now.
I've noticed
that. People are straight up like, I live to be upset on the internet.
Right.
That's an actual lifestyle choice.
It takes nothing to hit that little blue button and turn it to a white button and unfollow.
If you hate it so much, go somewhere else. Go look at the page of All About Kittens. Let Kanye live his life, man. I'm just glad he came out and did anything. And when last time I saw a picture, he looked like he was in better shape. The
shorts era is among us, yo.
Yeah.
Ye knows something we don't know. You
like
know
he
what
always
saying?
Does. Uh-huh.
Like I feel like the shorts era is gonna be more to it. Like we're just seeing a glimpse.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Tip but of the then iceberg.
Yeah, because I feel like he tried to start a shorts era before 808s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean not 808s, before My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. He twisted out, I'm gonna start wearing leather shorts. And people kinda like jumped on him.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like once the shorts era, once other people start jumping on the shorts era, leather shorts are going to come back.
Okay.
Mark my words.
All right. I got you.
Watch.
Is he going to get the credit that he deserves for bringing it back?
He never does. You know what I'm saying? But that's part of why we're here.
Yes, indeed.
Why we made the book of Ye. Because, you know what I'm saying? Kanye deserves credit. You know, like he didn't invent the dad shoe, but he took it to another level.
Right.
Now people like Swaggy P. Playing in games in the five shoes.
No.
Desert Rat. Come on, man.
You've seen the shoes. Have you seen them?
Yeah, bro. Come on.
Don't pretend.
No, they're not hard.
They hard. First of all,
you don't like them?
They got a Kobe bottom.
Stop
they look like a sofa.
Why your shoes can't look
like
a couch,
sofas?
Man?
What's wrong with sofas?
When you ever seen a sofa that wasn't comfortable?
You got a problem with SNCC? They whole symbol was a sofa.
Those shoes ugly. I don't give a fuck.
You'd wear them.
You will wear them.
I saw another colorway that actually I was like, okay, this is on the right track. But the ones that Nick Young was wearing, no.
Those were hard.
No, they
weren't. He wore the wrong socks with them.
Pull them. Wait, you got to pull that up.
Ain't he no wore the wrong.
You can't just say somebody wore the wrong socks in their shoes. I don't think the problem is your socks.
Well, no, he played in a game in them.
Okay, I got you, Rob. You got it.
And got hosed by his own teammate.
Rob boys got deep as shit when he told me that.
So KD was clowning him in the comments on Instagram on KD's real account.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, these are fire, man. You don't like these?
No. What about this is appealing?
Those are hard. Why are you talking about like they was asparagus? Yeah, these are fine. They kind of look like Reeboks, but yeah, they're fine.
They're hard, man. I don't know what's wrong.
Nobody can tell me why, though.
What you mean?
Look at the design. It's kind of like the Jordans,
man.
It's an update
to like some stuff that Adidas was doing in 98. They had a whole line of shoes with this same like kind of bottom. You know what I'm saying? But what they did was like updated.
I can't remember the ones too much
that,
from
the
98
ones that
personally.
Come out on the 10th look better.
The ones that come out on the 10th already been out. The Wave Runners. They look better.
They do look better.
No, I agree. Okay. They look better. I'm going to try.
You going to buy them?
I'm going to try.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's always.
I try almost every time.
I didn't know y'all was sneakerheads like that.
I'm not. Because we're trying.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Sneakerheads actually do whatever it takes. You know what I'm saying? Steal, borrow, line
up,
camp out.
Yeah. Betray their friends, all that. Just all that.
Buy a robot. We don't do that.
Yeah.
We
was like,
oh, my thumb wasn't fast enough. Oh, well, I guess I didn't spend money today.
Shoes is like vibranium to sneakerheads. They'll do anything.
Yeah. I feel like if I nailed one of these goddamn Adidas confirmation things, I would splurge for that.
Yeah.
Just that, like for a little bit of a novelty.
At this point, you know what I'm saying? 2 years into trying to get the shoes off of their website, 3 years in. It's just kind of like, it's like, man, you trying to get the shoes all these years. Finally, if you get them, you're going to feel like you won something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to feel like you did something.
You ain't even going to wear them shits. You're going to put them in a glass case over your TV somewhere.
Oh, I'm going to definitely wear them.
You gonna wear them around a big group of people though?
Just go buy a shelf at the entrance as soon as you walk into my apartment. Oh, what's this ill-placed item? Yeah.
As soon as you open the door, you see that right there? All me.
I'm gonna have the little thing that detailed the exact process of how I got it. See, I had 8 coworkers all try to press the button at the same time. Susan got it.
God bless, man. I ain't never been.
We're too far in now.
You can
too invested.
You can tell by my boots. I ain't never been that into fucking shoes.
I'm just talking about one pair.
Oh, okay.
I got the shoes I need.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I got a few extra, but like, probably I'm not on level Robbins at all. But for this, for like the Yeezys, for one, I would do it. Yeah.
How much is the usual pair of Yeezys, bro?
Low end, 200.
Oh, okay. That's not crazy. What about
retail? But the resale is crazy.
Yeah, I don't touch resale.
Yeah,
and it's
no, me
tempting.
Either.
It's tempting to sell it.
That's what you want to do.
Get them and sell them for the profit.
So like when you
get them,
you looking at them every day like, all right, you ain't got no job. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody else here working.
The first of the month coming up quick, bro.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get rid of these things.
I ain't never even wore these. I can sell these.
What cartoon was it where you would look at it and it was like, oh, it's a turkey. It's like, it looks like food now. It's
oh, Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the turkeys out there, yo.
Just know that you've never died in vain.
So there was a Yeezy Season 7 showing, but there was an empty showroom.
Oh, bullshit.
And then so Yeezy Mafia posted that this showroom was because the showroom was empty because Kanye didn't do what he wanted to do with the clothing.
Mm-hmm.
So then Kim Kardashian came at Yeezy Mafia and was like, no, like we only wanted to show off the footwear at the showing. You can see the like clothing on my media. And like basically so, and she was like, you post fake shoes. You're not affiliated with Adidas. You're not affiliated with Yeezy. And that's where like a lot of people get their information from about the Yeezy releases. So now like a lot of people was like RIP, Yeezy Mafia, you know what I'm saying? So
she done sank another black empire, man.
I don't think Yeezy Mafia is black.
Oh, okay, never mind.
I've seen pictures, but I don't know if we know what Yeezy Mafia looks like, but I don't know.
I'm going to guess Filipino.
Oh, so that.
I don't know. I don't think it's great to just guess races.
Right.
I don't know if that's the best practice.
You just said they weren't.
Yeah, it's just funny how you put that together. So she said they bootlegging shit? Okay, bootlegging.
They posting fake, like they post fake colorways. Sometimes they'll post a colorway. Like they get the information saying what the colorway looks like, But then sometimes they'll guess how they'll put it together and put up like Photoshop mock-ups. So gotcha. She's saying like, you out here spreading fake information.
You're lying.
Yeah. So either Easy Mafia was telling the truth, mm-hmm. but didn't have the sources to back it up, or, and Kim was covering they tracks, or Easy Mafia was out here guessing, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And
I believe,
just guessed the wrong thing.
I believe in what I read since I Googled it is that they had limited, they didn't have all the info because mm-hmm. obviously they're not affiliated on the levels that Kim is, obviously. So they put out what they thought based on what they saw, but she ethered them, but also try to clarify, like, there's more that y'all don't know about. Mm-hmm.
But see, the problem is people take a story about Kanye that's negative and run with it.
Every time.
So all these articles were based off that Yeezy Mafia tweet just because it was negative.
Right.
Or just because it seemed messed up.
That's the only way people know how to respond these days, though. If he put up something that was very positive, it might get maybe, if he has 13 million followers, it might get 500,000 likes. If he put up something that was negative or something bad or him going crazy, 1 million likes in a heartbeat. Because that's all people respond to now is negativity. Because if I could just watch you crumble, that's way more fun than watching you build something. Ridiculous. Yeah.
I don't really know how I feel about Kim being this involved in the like clothes and how like she's, it's all like season 7 seems like it's all coming through Kim and pictures of Kim and mm-hmm. like people dress like Kim, like it's just all,
yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is season, everything she's wearing and like all those like around town mm-hmm. photos, that's all season 7, right?
I think some of it's season 6 and now it's like going into season 7.
Jeez.
I mean, at this point, it's kind of hard to follow exactly like what, because he's like, this isn't usual fashion tactics, I think.
Hair is season 7.
Okay.
The like purple hair, blonde hair might be season 6. But like, she said her inspiration was from, what's that anime?
What?
Anime. Well, that's my alley.
Okay, have you seen the show? It's called Drix in the... Hold up.
How y'all think the sale's gonna go?
I don't even, like, for the clothes?
For the clothes.
I don't think the clothes is selling everything that well, but they're price high, so I think they still make a
they
profit
make good money.
Even when
I
they're,
did,
like, on sale.
Mm-hmm. Did, like a just... like skimming through the products that were like Easy Supply today, just in like the past, this whatever's available now and just like previous seasons. I think, I don't know how much they make, but largely it's mostly sold out.
Right. But so if that means
like the stuff that is available though, it's like the prices are crazy. Mm-hmm. Like you go to the season 6 stuff and it's like men's sweatpants for $340.
And it's sold out. People buying that shit?
When you go to the airport, pay attention. You'll see it. It's people with it on.
Nah, bro. That shit would have to come with like a built-in fleshlight for me to pay $300 for sweatpants. What?
I believe the women's was sold out. The men's is not.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Ladies, y'all need to get y'all lives together. Yeah, I mean.
But a lot of stuff on there.
Single black female addicted to retail. Stupid than a motherfucker to pay $300 for a pair of sweatpants, though. I'm appalled.
And I was like, they're just gray.
Right.
There's like, not even, give me a, where's the symbol so I can like show this?
Where's like the autograph, Kanye signature somewhere on the sweatpants? Even, at the very
they
least.
They say Calabasas.
That's Calabasas, you
the
said?
The sweatpants that I saw off season 6 had nothing, like there was no on it.
Ridiculous.
But I got to flip the tag out to show out.
But I'm proud of them for being able to sell that shit. If people wanted to buy it, why not? I'd sell sweatpants for that much if there was people willing to buy it.
I think the thing is, it's a deeper statement. It's like trying to say that, like, make everybody on an equal playing field. If I make sweats cool mm-hmm. and I make people pay $300 for some plain sweats,
right?
And you come to school in some Walmart sweats,
but they look the same.
And they look the same. Now nobody can say anything to you. Matter of fact, now it's flipped. Now okay. You look like the tool if you got on the $300 sweats,
right?
Because I look just like you
for much less.
Yeah, and I'm not sweating. You know, no mm-hmm. pun intended, for these pants.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that very optimistic logic, but it's still...
It's not optimistic. This is what the plan was. This is what he said. Like, this is basically, to me, what he said on Ellen. When right. he was like, I want to work with Payless. Mm-hmm. I want to make, you know, inexpensive clothing cool. So I feel like everything since then has been just kind of like stuff that mm-hmm. other people, fast fashion, H&M, mm-hmm. Zara, could like copy.
I'm with you on the Zara shit because that's where all my clothes are from, that and American Eagle. But I don't know, man. It's complicated because like if the way to do that is to sell clothes at a much higher rate and the people could still get, I'd be pissed if I walked in with my $300 sweats and you walked in with $20 sweats that looked exactly the same as mine.
But that's how it works anyway. That's how it works anyway. It's just not always executed as well. Right. By the lower part, mm-hmm. because the people who are, you know, in the high-end fashion normally, you know, use materials and stuff to separate themselves. Gotcha. So it's always, you know, the tastemakers mm-hmm. and the influencers do one thing and then everyone kind of follows suit.
Right.
But it's just that him being the tastemaker and influencer is like kind of turning the mirror back
mm-hmm.
and... It's causing, like, people don't know how to dress.
Of course.
It's people wearing sweatsuits and sweats, you know, on mm-hmm. TV, on stage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In public.
Yep.
You know, at work.
Straight
it's
up.
People with sweatpants on.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that is his influence. A lot of that is just, you know, where streetwear is gone. Where, you know, you following a small group of guys and they've decided to just do whatever.
Right, take that and run with it. Because you're right, I've definitely seen a lot of people going on stage in like sweatpants, joggers.
Yeah.
You know.
So where does that come into, like, when does that, where does that intersect with like profit? Like, can, I've always kind of like struggled with this. If you want to make the clothes cool for everybody,
mm-hmm.
and you start at the top for $340 sweatpants and you're betting on a trickle down for everybody to copy.
It's happening. It's not a gamble. It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go the opposite way, if you're like, you know what, I'm going to make sweatpants everybody can afford, either people are going to get it mm-hmm. for your affordable price, mark it up on resale, and make a profit, and you'll be the only one not making money, or people are going to be like, I'm going to leave that alone. That's mm-hmm. cheap. You know what I'm saying? Right. People are messed up. Right. People are already messed up. People are already conditioned. So basically, what he has, like to me, what is going on is a reconditioning through a messed up system.
Mm-hmm. So the goal is for everybody else to copy your influence on the lower level for the affordable.
That's happening regardless.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's happening regardless. That's not the goal. Mm-hmm. That's happening.
Right.
So part of that happening is you being like, you know what? I'm going to make this so that there's not a kid stressed out about their clothes.
Okay.
But is the goal to have, okay, the Zaras of the world, like, let them make
they're
the
gonna do it. They're doing it regardless. If it's mm-hmm. not Yeezy, they're doing it to Versace. If it's not Versace, they're doing it to Balmain. If it's not Balmain, they're doing it to Givenchy. Like, it doesn't matter because they're going to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to make their own version of the Balenciaga Triple S anyway. Mm-hmm. They're gonna make their own version of the, you know, Balmain biker pants anyway. They're going to do that anyway. So you might as well do it in a way where you don't look like you have on some fake like high end stuff and you mm-hmm. look like you have on actual sweatpants. Your sweatpants look like sweatpants instead of biker jeans that look like fake biker jeans.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I feel
everybody
you,
doesn't need rivets in their jeans.
Mm-hmm.
It's over.
My thing would be like, though, but what do real sweatpants look like? Because growing up, like, I know what you mean, but growing up, sweatpants is always that one thing where it was like, there was no style in sweats. Ever.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because the materials.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Part of it is like, all right, now they make sweats out of stuff where, you know,
you can be proud of.
Yeah, you can be mm-hmm. proud of, and you're not worried about, like, you know, looking like you're walking outside with your drawers on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough.
But I found it's darling in the Franks.
Darling in the Franks.
Yeah, Darling in the Franks. Mm-hmm. And Kim said that her her new look is inspired by the character 002.
Oh.
Called 02.
I never seen it.
Nah, me either.
I started watching it today. It's really good.
It's fire?
It's fire. I'm not really into anime, mm-hmm. but it was like, it moves fast. Because mm-hmm. a lot of my problem with anime is a lot of times it just it be like, it just be like the sky changing behind them and like one tear drop and stuff and like some music that I don't understand. But mm-hmm. no, this one, it's, you know what I'm saying, it moves fast. It's like, dang, we done did all this in 10 minutes?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just, it's moves so fast to the point where it's like, it's hard to keep up with the mm-hmm. subtitles and what's going on the screen, because gotcha. It's like real fast pace. And that character 002, she wild. She's a wild girl.
She get it in.
Yeah, she a fighter. She dope. Like she control like a little mech, you know. Oh, okay. What I'm saying?
On some Tron shit.
I don't
you don't know too much about Tron.
I mean, I know about Tron, but I would say it looked like, I don't know what to say it looks like, but it's dope.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'll check dope. It out. Give me the name one more time.
It's Darling in the Franks.
Darling in the Franks.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a porn. Darling in the Franks.
Hold Franks on. With three X's.
Bullshit.
No, I'm for real.
Hilarious. Darling in the Franks.
Yeah.
It really wasn't a joke.
No, it came out. Came out this year.
I mean, if you're looking in, I know this is a crazy sidebar, but if you're looking into anime, I'm your guy. Go to watchcartoononline.io. That's the website for all the anime you could ever want. And okay. I suggest One Punch Man to start with.
Everybody's telling me to watch One Punch Man. Mm-hmm. I watch Akira because of the Stronger video.
Yeah.
And I watch Darling in the Franks because of Kim's post this week.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm not super into anime.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't been since when Toonami had the like.
You're a good dude. You can go.
Toonami's what got me off of it, because I was in for Dragon Ball Z, but then Gundam Wing was boring.
Oh, no, that's your Bebop. Fault. Who? No. We will How's not that? Have you.
What about
talk
you? What about
Cowboy
Yu Yu Hakusho?
What?
You don't know Yu Yu Hakusho?
Bless you. What are y'all talking about?
Thank y'all for having me on this podcast. I think I've had quite enough. You know what I mean? I'm going to close the book of yay.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
You don't know what y'all talking about. Well, that's basically their intro about. Song, to be quite honest.
I don't know what y'all
you
talking
You never
about.
Watch Yu Yu Hakusho, bro.
No, I can't even spell or pronounce what you just said.
They had say that. It with me. Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yu Yu.
What did you just say to me?
Yu Yu.
Yu Yu.
Yu Yu Hakusho.
There you go. That a goddamn boy.
What does that mean? What does that mean? No, you ain't gonna have me saying something slowly. I don't even know what it means. Hell no. Hell no. What the hell does Yu Yu Hakusho mean?
You gotta say it one more time.
No.
Bro. You...
Mama say, mama say, mamaku say. Okay? I know what that means.
I ain't going in front. I don't know what Yu Yu Hakusho mean myself. I think it means spirit detective, but I could be wrong.
The heck is a spirit detective?
Come on, man. You act like anime don't go to these places.
Come on, man.
You gotta stop this, man. You know.
I'll stick with my pet detective and my
that.
Regular detective.
Nah, I ain't about to do it. I ain't about to have
Wait till
this.
Detective Pikachu comes out. You'll be like, what the fuck?
You a Pokemon kid, bro?
I still got my Pokemon cards.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I never learned how to play them shits. That's a foreign language to me, bro.
Oh, I done lost some Pokemon cards playing them at school.
Yeah? You knew how to battle?
A little bit.
I feel like some people was making up rules. Cause they didn't.
I feel that way too, like Monopoly.
I don't think
rules.
Pokemon did a good job. Yu-Gi-Oh! Did a better job. Pokemon,
and it's the better card game, for
is.
The record.
But Pokemon didn't do a good job of explaining a set of rules.
You younger than me. By the time Yu-Gi-Oh came on, I was like watching Rap City.
I mean, I was watching Rap City and BT After Dark myself. What I'm saying to you is, though, you're wrong, okay? Yu-Gi-Oh is a better card game.
I never played it.
That's your part.
I never played it. I play Uno.
But also, like, that's the show. It's my intro was a show, not the cards, and the show is a card game.
I was out of the cartoon game by the time the show came on. I was watching South Park.
It better be a better card game if that's the whole premise.
Man, God bless y'all, man.
Yeah,
Yu Yu Hakusho to all of you. Don't I get very serious.
Don't you
about
wish
my
that
hand.
Magic on me, Ricky Bobby? Don't you do it? I don't know what you're talking about right now, dog.
Rob think if he say that shit too many times, he can't get into heaven.
Hey, man, that is Japanese for candy man. I'm not playing around with you or Haku Show.
Oh, that's my favorite part of the whole day. Oh, shit.
So
I'm so glad I came.
On Keeping Up with the Kardashians, they revealed Kim's surrogate.
Yo, man.
Was it like young black woman?
Everything she ate.
They didn't show her face. And it, was she young? Or is that just what they said to throw you off the track?
That's what they said in the caption that I read. But you know what? I don't know. But I imagine she'd be younger than Kim.
Yeah, to have the baby and holding, you know, healthily and all that, because they're probably looking for the strongest mm-hmm. candidate, mm-hmm. so that would make sense. I don't know what I know that stars do that, but can you have a? And maybe this is an ignorant question. I'll throw that out there from the top. But can you? All right, can you truly love a child that you didn't give birth to? I know that's silly because there's people that adopt and
it's
stuff like that.
It's your egg and your sperm.
Oh, okay, that's happening because
right. It's a sin. Yeah.
Gotcha. So they took her egg and his sperm and just put it in somebody
you
else.
You thought Kanye just went in the room with her?
Yeah,
and
straight
then
up and like, fuck
y'all
this
keep,
chick.
Y'all keep going until you get pregnant.
Yeah.
No,
that's
not how that works.
See, so learn something every day. No. He learned what Yu Yu Hakusho was. Yeah. I learned how surrogate mothers yeah.
he put,
made
he put his you and her you on her
how
Hakusho.
How many times have you heard then, about surrogate mothers? Have you just been walking around thinking like, well, this is...
Like three times, like twice on Maury, then this Kim Kanye shit. So wait, why? Why not just have
well,
a kid?
Well, okay, if you watch, see, y'all don't watch. Kim
yeah, we don't watch.
Kardashian. Y'all
Rob
caught
watches
up.
The show. Like,
basically, Kim,
bless
Kim,
your heart.
Kim, in the, with the first two childbirths,
was like, it dangerous for her?
Yeah, they were
okay,
dangerous
that's different.
For
right.
her, and they told her that you know it would
kill her.
It could kill her if she had another one, but they wanted to have another child, so
okay,
they ended up going with the surrogate.
I got you. Well, in that regard, then all respect because I seen a lot of people trashing them for that.
Yeah.
Know? And people gotta understand, like myself included, because I didn't know it was under the pretense that she had it naturally that killed her. If that's the case, cut the woman some slack. I understand for whatever reason we don't like her or what have you, but let her have a kid, man.
Yeah,
let her
I
have
mean,
a fucking kid and
I
raise
think,
a baby.
You know, people are real unfair to Kim Kardashian.
I'm not on right. that part of Twitter then. I don't know. Who's bashing people for
bro?
Oh, it's people. No holds bar when it comes to Kim. And it's like, to
I
the
get a lot of other
ridiculous.
Stuff, but this is a weird one. To like, I ain't die. You go die on this hill? That's weird.
But they do it every day, bro. The stuff
that's
that
right.
you most sensitive
it's their,
about.
It's their day job. I forgot.
They did the same thing to Remy Ma when she lost her kid on Love and Hip Hop. You know what I mean? Her and Papoose is going through it. The episode came out, and you would have a couple people that were posting her shit. Oh, good for you. You're barren, blah, blah, blah. It's like, how do you wake up and live that life every day? Each and every day, you got to know that you said that to somebody that just lost a child they wanted to have, and you felt good about that shit.
That's terrible.
Ridiculous. But that's the world we live in. Mm. Anything for a reaction, bro.
On our podcast, we talk about the first time you ever heard of Kanye West. Nico, when was the first time you heard of Kanye?
So, the first time I heard of Kanye ever?
Ever.
Damn, man. This was Jesus Walks. I just knew the chorus, right? I knew Jesus Walks. I didn't know the name of the rapper. So my cousin Sean, he had, you know, Music Choice or AOL, whatever it was called back then. And he was like, yo, you got to see this video. So when he put on the video, I saw this dude who looked like a skinny version of Chef from South Park to me. And he's in a white suit. He hits the shit. And that's how I first heard of Kanye West.
You didn't hear Through the Wire?
No, because you got to remember, you was in the Rap City and all that. I was in the cartoons and shit. You know what I mean? Whatever came on the radio, I just happened to hear it. Jesus Walks was the single that was out that I heard consciously.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I liked the song. Then Mace did a remix and played all over Harlem. So, yeah, that's how I first heard Kanye. Then I heard
all
everything
that, all
else.
That Yu-Gi-Oh, you missed Slow Jams, you missed.
No, I didn't, because it was one of those things, once I started it, I went down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Once I started LimeWire and all that shit, Kanye dominates my Google my Google Music right now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm a big Kanye fan.
No, I'm not doubting your fandom. Mm-hmm. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I feel like all them singles leading up were like big on, you know
how
what
many
I'm
was there before Jesus Walks?
You got Slow Jams, you got Through the Wire.
Through the Wire is
you
fucking
got,
amazing, by the way.
The one you referenced,
All Falls Down.
All Falls Down. And then Jesus Walks. The Jesus Walks don't come out till the summer.
Wow, okay. Yeah. I missed a lot. You're right.
But it's all good.
But Yu-Gi-Oh cards
were
good, though.
You know what I'm saying? You was young.
Yeah, I was. What year did Kanye come out?
February of 04.
04. Damn, yeah. I was really a baby. I was like 04, 2001. I was 8, so 9, 10. Yeah, I was about 11.
Yeah, wow.
Yep.
So, that explains it right there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You was on summer break. You had more free time.
There you go. Like, all right. Straight up. I was like, what's this keep playing on the radio about Jesus?
You decided to choose the song Black Skinhead. Why did you choose that song?
Bro, that is my hype up song. Since the first time I heard it. Ever since I first heard it back when the album came out. Because it was New Slaves, then I bought the album. Mm-hmm. And when I got the Black Skinhead, I was hooked. That was one song I would play every show, legit, for about maybe a year and a half. And then now, like when I did March Madness and all that shit, my hype up song, it's that. The beat, the fucking, what he says, that and like maybe I'm a God off that album are my two favorite songs. Because it's him really talking shit in the way that I like to hear Kanye talk shit. It's unapologetic. It's in your face, almost like Ric Flair shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's my favorite part about the song.
The first time I heard it was on SNL.
That's the one I watched that today. That and New Slaves,
The Red Octobers, and Ben Affleck was the host.
The real depressed Ben Affleck introduced.
Yeah,
I've been waiting for it's Kanye West.
And I remember the songs weren't out, so he had to write down. They had him write down on cue cards for Lorne Michaels the lyrics, you know what I'm saying? So that it could get approved. Yeah, yeah. So there's like, you know, a picture of him.
Middle America packed in, came to see me in my black skin. And Lorne had to approve that.
Yeah.
Wow. I remember those performances, especially because they didn't bleep him. He stopped whenever he was saying the N word, he would
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So. For like, especially in New Slaves, I think he says way more in New Slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, even that line was like, they throw out contracts. I mean, they know that can't like it's like that, but it's like throughout the whole thing.
But we
ain't
never heard the songs before.
Yeah, so
right.
This
so
is the first time we heard the songs on live TV.
Mm-hmm.
And he just like he changed the whole set. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like he seemed angry. He had on all black with red shoes. It was just like it was a moment.
I never understood why people hated that album or said they hated that album. Because I thought it was a good piece of work.
It's radically different.
I think really there's people who have like an association that they make with electric guitars.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that the first thing you hear on site is like feedback from an electric guitar. Right. They immediately are like, I don't.
Yeah, they shun it.
They just immediately were turned off.
Gotcha.
Meanwhile, I like love the way that album starts.
Yeah.
It's like Daft Punk did a whole thing and they took the middle of it and started the song in the middle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There was probably a whole thing they did to lead up to
and none of it mattered.
You know?
Uh-huh.
It's just I don't know. I don't know. I think that Black Skinhead is one of the songs that people like. I think in a different context, a third single, like Bound, the first single, Black Skinhead, the third single, Blood on the Leaf, second
Blood
single,
Leaf,
it would have been a way bigger album.
Okay.
But that's not how he wanted to do it. You know what I'm saying? Or no, he said,
apparently
he said if he
would have
made Blood on the Leaves a single and then made Bound a single, it would have been like huge.
Right.
But that's
right,
not what
label?
He was on. No. He wasn't trying to make you a fan. Make any choices for you.
Okay.
He wasn't trying to, you know, trick you into liking these other songs.
Right.
You was just going to have to listen to On Sight first.
Right.
You was just going to have to put in this, you know, CD with no artwork and just listen to it.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know it was that deep for him. I you know how you listen to the songs and you're like, okay, he thinking different
but
now.
But I feel like as far as the album's laid out, if you go the next three songs, like, so is Black Skinhead, I Am a God, New mm-hmm. Slaves. Those are like together. Those feel like, yeah, like right. one solid string of songs that same all like are around it. So, but I feel like that's what got me in. I feel like it was the other stuff that got me out. Mm-hmm. Really, because I feel like I'm probably like five songs on this album. Mm-hmm. I feel like I like those three, Blood on the Leaves, and then.
I'm a bad man if you don't say.
Yo, these headphones too loud. Stop. Do the la-di-da-da thing, please.
But like I ever saw.
That's way too much raw for my ears, bro. God damn.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I love I'm in it. I was the only one at the Yeezus concert doing the whole.
Did you go to his show?
Ting, no, about my ting.
When he had the stage lift up and all that shit. Did you mm-hmm. go to that?
Yeah.
How crazy was that?
It was incredible. I mean, coldest winter, he's like laying down on the stage and it's like he's hanging off of it.
Crazy.
Like on some like cartoon type stuff. Like right, on right. some like really like, is this even real? Mm-hmm. It's like he's really hanging off of a mountain right now.
You gotta get that man credit for mountain, creativity.
It's
man.
A glacier. Mm-hmm. It's a volcano. He turned it into so many things. It was just dope.
Next time he tours, I gotta catch his concert.
You got to.
Yeah,
you
got to. I was saying I was gonna go to that one, but then it sold out like that. When I look for tickets, them shits like they said like $200-$300. Like, nah,
I had a.
You kind of gotta do it. I feel like.
Yeah, before you die.
I think I had a password from KanyeWest.com because mm-hmm. I think. Watch the Throne tour, I didn't, and I ended up like in the nosebleeds. And
right.
But every tour, his ticket prices have been going down.
Right.
And, you know, and it's like that, like, he went on tour with U2 mm-hmm. in 05, and I think he learned from their thing is always like trying to keep the ticket prices as low as possible.
Right.
And like,
keep people coming.
Yeah. And that, so I there's definitely a way to get to a Kanye show, like we had tickets when he was supposed to do that New Year's Eve concert at Barclays, but it ended up getting canceled.
And that was around shit. Like, was it like 150?
Yeah,
somewhere around there.
Oh, that's not crazy.
Yeah, and we would have been on the floor.
That
would have
been that's being a pick.
Right,
I did it once, but that was for free, so I lucked out with that one.
Lucky, that's fire. I can imagine what it's like to be at like one of his shows too, because I know people get wild at concerts in general.
Oh yeah,
but you know his shit, especially if he got
so
certain
many hits.
Songs right.
Yeah. Got so many hits. When he took the mask off at Yeezus and mm-hmm. just started doing older hits, mm-hmm. people started losing it.
Right,
it's like they forgot about it because it was like the mask and everything was like mostly with songs from Yeezus mm-hmm. and some My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy because he mm-hmm. never really toured that.
Right,
he just kind of like did some of that stuff on Watch the Throne.
Watch the Throne, people don't give him enough credit for the lyrics he had on that shit, man. Because
was going in.
Yeah, there was a couple songs where he like body Jay-Z, and people say all the time, "Well, Kanye can like he a good entertainer, but he ain't a lyricist." And it's like, my nigga, come on now.
Yeah,
that line about Philip, I adopted these niggas, Philip drumming them.
Yeah,
come on, stop playing with me. Boy got bars, if nothing else.
I don't think he prioritizes showcasing it as much as like Jay-Z would, though. Because I feel
100%.
I feel like Kanye's more about like, if Jay-Z's just focused on like the lyrics and shit, Kanye's like, all right, let me play with these sounds versus.
Right. Well, he was a producer, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everything else, like, not it all matters, but I feel like he plays around more.
Niggas in Paris, Kanye was on something.
Yeah, huh?
Because he definitely, you know what I'm saying, hit that moment where he's like, married at the mall, mall to your ball. That shit cracked. What's she order? Fish for life? Like, what happened? How did y'all end up at McDonald's?
Where did the genius go?
That's the only people I know with the fish fillet. She got a number 9? What the heck? Okay. What about these lyrics?
Which ones?
Black Skinhead. You gotta get back to your song.
Okay. Black Skinhead. One of my favorite lines is fuck. You know how when you get put on the spot and you draw a blank like a kid about to read out loud? Fucking.
You can pull it up, man.
Got you.
Have you seen the video?
The video? Nah, I ain't know Black Skinhead had a video.
Is there a video for Black Skinhead?
There is a video.
Get the hell
they
out
said
of
it didn't come out. Like, well, okay, at the time they were like, it's a leaked video, mm-hmm. but it was on Kanye's official Vivo. So they eventually did put out the video. Kanye's not in it. It's pretty like computer generated. It's like some dogs. It's still around the time, like, you know, him and Ricardo Tisci are cool. Tisci's doing the like whole Givenchy thing. So there's like dogs. Then there's mm-hmm. Like KKK masks, but they're black. And then there's like a white background.
I saw those, but those were on the SNL when he did SNL mm-hmm. too. I remember mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
I found the lyrics, fellas. So let's see. Middle America packed in, came to see me in my black skin. Number one question they asking, fuck every question you asking. If I don't get run about Catholics, here come the conservative Baptists, claim I'm overreacting like them black kids in Chirac, bitch. Come on. Flames.
Yeah.
The whole nine yards. Because the comparison that he's making to what he has to face when he shows up to places and people talking about, like, you know, it's the one thing artists get all the time when you're conceived as a black artist. Mm-hmm. But when he shows up to Middle America and it's packed out and it's probably, we're there, but it's mostly going to be white. Mm-hmm. And they pack out, but he's having to fight fucking Christian groups and shit like that. They're saying, oh, you doing too much.
But you see it even at, I feel like the beginning of the song, like you said earlier, it's like it's unapologetic.
Mm-hmm.
And you get that all the way up where... Even he opens songs like, pardon, I'm getting my scream on, into mm-hmm. the kingdom, but watch what you bring home. They see a black man with a white woman on the top floor. They're gonna come kill King Kong. And it's yep. just, it's I like it because with that, plus the reference to the Catholics, Baptists, whatever you do, all right, they just go keep coming at me.
Right.
At yeah. it, no matter mm-hmm. what the fuck it is. I don't know, I appreciate it because I feel like this is one of those songs where he's like, I'm at a level y'all can't even comprehend right now.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of throughout this and the next three songs, he's like, obviously when you go into like the God aspect, it's what he starts mentioning in that reference.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so true because I feel like when you get to that level, I mean, I feel like this stuff, all the think pieces and stuff he will write about Kanye, and it's like, yo, how much of this stuff you think he even has time to worry about?
Yeah,
you have to worry about tidbits. Okay, he's dating Kim Kardashian.
Yeah,
you will hate on her because she's white or white. Look, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's from all, that's not just from like any side, that's all sides. You got white people, black people, everybody will be mad about something like that. And everybody has something to say.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're at this level of success, the stuff I'm working on, you know, you can't keep up. You're gasping. Like this is yep. everybody else.
Yep.
Whether you're an artist or a critic or anything else, this is where you'll be stuck behind the whole time.
Right. But I feel like a more vulnerable part of the song is like, no matter what, I can't do anything right to please y'all. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing I can do that can please you. Where he says, fuck up your whole afternoon shit. I'm aware I'm a wolf. Soon as the moon hit, I'm aware I'm a king. Back out the tomb, bitch. So to me, that's just him saying, I know what I am. And I also know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're going to see me whatever you see me as regardless. But I'm good with whatever the fuck I am.
I mean, this song is definitely a great pump up song.
100%.
Like
this
when
is gym
you say
music.
That, like it's definitely gym music or mm-hmm. like I'm about to like show yep. them,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, type of song. Before he said that part though, on verse 2, he does say, stop all that coon shit, early morning cartoon shit. And I feel like he was talking about you.
Fuck you. I knew he was going to say that too.
Y'all can't see the middle fingers I'm giving Rob right now.
What's the name? UU Kombucha? Where was that?
UU Hakusho, goddammit. Hakusho.
I hope many of the listeners are secret anime fans and they wrote.
They you are. Know. They are, though. Nothing, they come for
nothing
me.
Would make me happy.
They gonna come for me. I already know. They're going to draw me with the like angly eyes and stuff and be like, yo.
Nigga, that's the last thing you was be drawing is an anime caricature. That yeah. should hurt. Yeah, bro. The way they do black people in anime is not good.
And y'all
times.
Like it. Y'all like it.
I mean, you watch Dragon Ball Z.
You like that cool shit. You ain't seen Mr. Popo.
Nah, you watch Dragon Ball Z.
Piccolo was black.
No, fuck that. Mr. Popo was real black.
Krillin and Richard Jefferson are the same.
There was plenty of black people in Dragon Ball Z.
And it was all racist.
Mr. Saiyan Man.
They all that coon shit.
Yeah, they all that coon shit. Like, I'm talking like Elmer Fudd Sambo shit.
Yeah.
Like dark black as closed eyes with
his
pink
face
lips, my
is
nigga.
Half lips. That's the half the face. He's like, well, what's going on in the sky? Like, that's
ooh.
You could have cut that whole part out. You didn't even need it in there.
The way that they did Native Americans in Dragon Ball, the original, super disrespectful.
Yeah, but, in hindsight.
But you love the show, right? Tuned in Tsunami every
you
week
know,
to see that.
There's also dragons on that show. Maybe the Frieza community is upset with how they was depicted. I don't mean, know.
What is Frieza? They never... What would Frieza be identified as like now? Would Frieza be?
He kind of looked like a pair of Yeezys.
Yep. Fair enough.
I know Fair there's enough. A song, there's a new Frieza challenge.
Bullshit. What is it?
It's a dance on the internet.
Nah.
We go find out about this.
It don't
like
got
3
nothing
weeks.
To do with Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Man, I'm done with you. Done with you. It's like hanging out with your brother and he tells you some shit to get you high. He's like, oh, nah, I'll fuck with you. That ain't even a thing.
Also, okay, so this song didn't have any credited samples.
But you found
But them. Everyone says that it sampled Marilyn Manson.
Ah, oh, shut the fuck up, people. Let Kanye
no,
be great.
I think, no. I think that's it's an obvious sample of The Beautiful People.
Wait, The Beautiful People, that's that was the intro song for SmackDown, right? Yeah, it was.
I heard this song for the first time today. I can hear the drums. I can hear it could be an intro for SmackDown, too.
Yeah.
It's a different speed, though.
Yeah, it's a different speed. But that was how Kanye got famous, by changing the speed of things.
Okay. Now that you say that, and because I know The Beautiful People only because it was the intro to SmackDown back from, like, 2002 to 2005. And it... Fuck, man. Yeah. I didn't want to give Manson no credit. Sorry,
Why?
Manson heads.
Kanye was wearing a Marilyn Manson shirt around this time. No. Okay, so here's the thing. Around this time, Kanye did Bret Easton Ellis' podcast.
I remember that.
One of the only podcasts Kanye's ever done. Also, Marilyn Manson did Bret Easton Ellis' podcast.
Okay.
In 2013. Kanye was wearing a Marilyn Manson shirt a couple times. Like, I feel like he made it obvious that he sampled Marilyn Manson. And I think if Marilyn Manson had a problem, he would have said something.
Right.
You know, Marilyn Manson not going to buy
it. I don't know too much about Marilyn Manson.
If you ever watch him in an interview, he's going to...
Oh, he keeps it real, huh?
He keeps it all the way real and puts
like
some
Cat
people
Williams
in a place that try to like...
You say like who?
Like Cat Williams.
Yo, shout out to Cat Williams.
He's very intelligent, man. Like, Marilyn Manson, watch his interviews. They're really good. They're really good. And it really shows you how much thought he put into, like, his whole thing. Like, it's, like, serious, you know, like... Like an artist is thoughtful, he's like smarter than a lot of the people of his era. Like,
gotcha.
Yeah,
that's how you know how little you know about certain forms of music. Because I know the name, but I can't say I've ever done any amount of research on purpose on Manson.
Okay,
you know that's why when you said that people were saying that Kanye sampled him, I was like, nah, get the fuck out of here. But don't roast me. I just didn't know. Learned
I mean,
something
no.
Every day.
I mean, Kanye's a Kanye's a sampler, but
100%.
But I hope we're not dry snitching on him. But I think that I think Manson don't got a problem with.
Mm-hmm.
I think Manson's sitting pretty. And maybe maybe there we
well,
can
maybe
find
got paid.
Somewhere
maybe it was just
where
one
he's
of those
like
things
sample
they...
me. I don't care.
Yeah, right. Or who knows? You know how you're a fan of somebody and then you find out they also a fan of you.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if he didn't know about the sample, he heard it was like. Okay, I'm good. Because when he get paid anyway?
He would get paid if he was credited.
Oh,
he wouldn't
gotcha.
Get paid if he wasn't credited.
Oh, okay. Fuck. Well, people.
Also, the album was executive produced by Rick Rubin. Maybe Rick Rubin and Marilyn Manson have, you know, some type of
relationship.
I don't know if Rick Rubin had some kind of, you know, watching the Defiant Ones, you find out Marilyn Manson was signed to Jimmy Iovine. You know what I'm saying? So who knows? All I know is I can hear Black Skinhead in The Beautiful People.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's as soon as you said that the beat
it's
how
at the
it
very
starts,
beginning of the song.
Fucking no, it's even that because all you have to do is speed up The Beautiful People.
But even the black, I feel like it's like some Marilyn Manson black. Like even
oh that, yeah, I thought that was clear just from like the vibe of the song. This is supposed to be like one of those punky kind of things, right?
Yeah, but I feel like it's well not punk. I feel like it's that it's Marilyn, because I don't think Marilyn Manson is necessarily punk, but I think what he was doing is what they was going for and achieved with Black Skinhead.
Right. Fuck. That's a hell of a revelation. Now when I'm done here, I'm gonna listen to Beautiful People on my way back to Barclay Center.
I mean, like the but you know what Kanye does is he you know what he and Andre 3000 do really well is are you know in their beats is there's a lot of musicality in them humming and you know like bum 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 that's him
right
you know what I'm saying just like on the Jay-Z song Heart of the City like there's some humming in there so right. every now and then Kanye like puts these melodies and there's no way to do it with an instrument and he right. just puts right. them in the song so I feel right. like that on top of the Marilyn Manson makes it like you right. know Yeezus is very stripped away but I feel like that still has some like references to something that's kind of like throughout Kanye's career.
Right. The through line happens to be the same, even though the art is just a little different. The canvas is a little different.
The canvas is a little different. And that's what really bugs me out about people who just separate Yeezus altogether from like Kanye's like albums. It's like, no, it's still everything that Kanye does.
Right.
But just presented in a different way.
Right. You know what? And I hate to keep making like bringing it back to comedy, but it's similar like how some people feel about Chappelle, people that the weird ones that don't like some of his new stuff, and it's like, no, Chappelle ain't change.
No.
You did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Chappelle is the exact same. Kanye is the exact same. They think a little different now. They grew up a little bit more. And I think they earned the right to try something different.
Yeah.
How much more I need to give you before I get the experiment?
It's like a weird, because when people say like, obviously, like the new specials, like the Bird Revelation, I think especially was one where people were like, they act like real shocked. They're like, I can't, like, he would go here. And I was like, yo, the first Chappelle Show sketch that you remember was Clayton Bigsby.
Yep.
That's how you start it for most people.
Yeah.
It's just his analysis of the world as it is now and how people operate and think nowadays.
Right.
That's the difference.
That and so he
you
got see, muscles.
Even, so when you hear this one, where Kanye's like, if I knew what I knew in the past, I would have been spat out on your ass. It's like, it's still him referencing his even younger self.
Yeah.
But now he's gone through the motions and now he gets to look back and reflect from a position of up here where a lot of people, you can't, like I said, you can't comprehend it.
Right.
Which is a lot of reasons like I would say some people might not like all of it.
Right.
And the sound and everything is the sound, I think, is where more people are bothered than anything. I don't think the content.
But similar to what you said, a lot of people can't do what you just mentioned. They don't. Some people get to reflect, but not everybody gets to elevate, then reflect. You know what I'm saying? Not a lot of people get to achieve what it is that they wanted, then look back on what they did and go, oh, okay, now I understand what that was. Most people just get to go, okay, I lived past this. I didn't really elevate and look back. I just moved past this, then look back. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. More power to Kanye. Long live Yeezus.
Yeah, man. We normally ask people their favorite and least favorite Kanye song.
Favorite Kanye song. Okay. Damn. It's hard. Favorite? I'm just going with what pops in my head. My favorite Kanye song ever would have to be, believe it or not, Runaway.
Okay.
One of my favorite fucking songs from Kanye. My least favorite Kanye song? All right. Only because I like the remix so much more. Diamonds Are Forever, the original.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So that'd be my favorite Kanye, my least favorite Kanye. You need the reasons why?
I mean,
you can elaborate if you want.
Yeah.
Okay, Runaway. Fucking, I don't know when that happened in regards to like that Taylor Swift shit and everything, but it was him owning his character and all that. It was like, when I watch Chris Rock's Never Scared, that's my favorite special of his because I feel like that's when he was the most Chris Rock. He knew he was famous. He understood everything about himself and his level, and he wasn't afraid to like show you like this is everything that I am, as opposed to like Bigger and Blacker and Bring the Pain when he was starting. And he had something to prove to you, and then Never Scared is like, well, at this point, I got shit to prove to y'all. I'm me, and here's the art I've been working on. Fucking, I felt that with Runaway. It sounded different for me, was slower for me, but the lyrics and all that shit, like admitting I'm an asshole and everything you said about me, you just might be right. And guess what? Even if you're right, ain't much going to change after this. I'm going to still be what it is I am. Then Diamonds Are Forever.
Nico wants you to wear a red suit. Chris Rock Never Scared and Kanye, when he performed Runaway, he wore a red suit. That's funny. All Nico needs is a red suit. And he's partner. Like, you know what? You your truest self you when you wear that red suit.
Yep. Your truest self. I liked Raw better than I did. I liked Delirious better than I did Raw. Yeah. Yep. You might be right. You might be right, bro. You might have hit on to something. And yeah, Diamonds Are Forever, the original, I can't hear that song without hearing the remix, without Jay-Z being on it. So yeah,
I got that's it from here. Yeah, damn.
Yeah, huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's my most least favorite.
Well, we're gonna let you finish, but that's been the Bookie A. Do you got anything you want to promote? Tell the people about.
Yeah, sure. On April 14th, I'm going to be at. You would think I had this ready like a professional, but that stuff is. For crazy people.
While you get that together, Chris, you got something you need to tell the people about?
When's this coming out? Do we know? All right.
Don't promote the podcast on the podcast.
I don't know. I'm gonna be in LA next week. All doing shows. I guess there's a bunch of different places. I don't know. Go to my website. Go to sarahchrisdaniels.com.
Oh.
And check the dates there. I gotta update those dates on website too.
Okay. Check my website too, robhayes.com. I'm coming to a town near you, possibly. I don't know. I'm not going to that many towns. But hey, maybe you live near where I'm gonna be at.
There you go. So similar to them, you can go to my website, nikowhite.com. That's nekowhite.com. My Introducing Me tour is coming to the Moon City Music and Event Center in, I don't know how to pronounce this shit, but Wapkinita, Ohio, 7 o'clock show.
Go there and teach him how to pronounce it like you taught me.
Yeah,
you
Hakushan. Hockey show, niggas. No, stop this blasphemy. Be your last bookie, yay. Send the spirit detectives after you.
Oh, man. All right. Killmonger was wrong. Nakia was right. That's all my piece. Forever
Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.